Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Barry Shub, the former executive director of the NICD and Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University. Prof, good afternoon. We missed you yesterday.
Good afternoon, Simon. Glad to be back. Kind of sort of in person. I don't think you're really caught in person, but kind of in person.
Yeah, but well, in person enough will do, and better than a voice note. So today we're going to be chatting about the background to the advice to suspend the Johnson & Johnson vaccine in the USA.
Yeah, you know, Simon, one thing you definitely cannot accuse me of, and that's that these sessions are boring. Because, gosh, you know, when you talk about COVID vaccines, there's something new every day.
Yeah.
You know, in the voice note yesterday, I spoke about the data that's coming out from Israel about the breakthrough infections from the people that are on COVID, that on the COVID rollout, and that these seem to be more frequent than B1351, which is the dominant variant in this country. So, of course, the media overinterpret this, and I've just now seen so many reports that maybe Pfizer is not going to work in this country, and that's really not at all how we interpret the data. But anyway, I discussed that yesterday, so I won't go into that. What I wanted to talk about today was another concern. You know, I don't know if you forgot, I think I did speak about a few weeks ago, there was some concern with the AstraZeneca vaccine in Europe, that there was, some kind of worry that it causes clotting disease, or what you call thrombotic disease, or thromboembolic disease, blood clots. Don't know if you remember that.
No, I remember it well. You said 8 cases out of 25 million doses.
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, great, absolutely. But, you know, as a result, the European Medicine Association, the EMA, the European Medicine Authority, put a pause on AstraZeneca for a little while they investigated. That has now been lifted, but some European countries are only giving AstraZeneca to older people. The reason being is that this thrombotic or these clotting diseases appear to be mainly in younger people and especially women. And the older people seem to be spared. So they're kind of giving it to a certain selective target or target population. But now very recently, in fact today, as recent as that, the Food and Drug Administration, you know, which is the regulatory body of the United States, the FDA, and the Center for Disease Control, they've now issued what's called a pause, P-A-U-S-E, a pause instruction on Johnson & Johnson. In other words, to just, for the moment, pause the rollout of Johnson & Johnson in the United States. Now, very importantly, they're not cancelling the Johnson & Johnson's got what we call Emergency Youth Authorization, EUA. They're not cancelling that. They're just putting a pause on it. They're not cancelling the distribution of the vaccine, but just a pause in actually giving it to people's arms. And they're doing it as an abundance of caution, And the reason for that, And the reason for that is that they also in America are now starting to picking up some cases of thrombotic disease as well. They've picked up so far 6 cases, and they've rolled out 7 million doses. These 6 cases have been in women, very similar to the AstraZeneca. They are also mainly in women, also mainly younger women, between those about 30 and 40.
Yeah.
And various clotting, various organs, not any specific one, but clotting diseases, clotting manifestations in various organs. The one, of course, common factor between the AstraZeneca and the Johnson & Johnson is that they both use this adenovirus as a carrier, as a vector, which transfers the gene for the virus into the body, so it stimulates the immune system to get protection. So there's been now quite a bit of study. There's been some literature which has come out looking at the effect of adenovirus vector and thrombosis. Now, the important thing, and I must emphasize this, these are rare phenomena. In fact, when they did the analysis in Europe, they actually found that people that got the disease over that period of time, more of them actually got thrombotic disease who didn't get the vaccine than who did get the vaccine. So it might just be that, look, we're rolling out millions and millions of doses. And because of that, we're now starting to pick up these side effects. The bottom line, in South Africa, of course, we have rolled out Johnson & Johnson, close to 300,000 doses. We're actually having a meeting tomorrow to look at where we are. So far, there haven't been reported cases of any thrombotic disease, but the denominator is 300,000, not 10 million or 20 million. Sure. So we're going to look at it very critically and see what recommendation to make.
Prof, that took us exactly to 4:30. Thank you, and you'll chat to me again tomorrow, same time, same place.
Excellent. Thanks, Simon. All the best.